Dictation 4, Rosette, R-O-S-E-T-T-E. Litwiller, L-I-T-W-I-L-L-E-R, May 1964. Address as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, N-P, 875-5023. Dear Aubrey, follow up for Rosette. Lightly from hypertensive nephrosclerosis renal failure with the last visit in May. Has lost weight, appetite down, problems of dysphagia, all consistencies to have EGD, Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E in the on the next few days. She describes some degree of pain, painful to swallow. There has been also regurgitation, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding, no fever, no increase of dyspnea, no chest pain, discomfort, no edema, no infection in the urine, discolor of the toes, overall feeling weak. She has chronic acrocyanosis, hand and feet. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers and amlodipine. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 111. Severe emphysema changes, but has not required oxygen. No pericardial wrap. No ascites tenderness. I don't see edema. The acrocyanosis, as indicated before. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine at 1.31. Appears to be baseline, representing a GFR 47 stage 3. Normal potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, minor decrease of sodium. High hemoglobin, probably from emphysema, normal white blood cell and platelet. Normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be stable without symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Minor low sodium represents handle of free water by the body with normal electrolyte acid base. Despite her frail appearance and weight loss, albumin is normal. Has emphysema, which explains the normal high hemoglobin, has severe acrocyanosis without ulceration or claudication symptoms. She has chronic esophageal problems with prior dilatations, a new one upcoming, prior exposure to Prilosec with low magnesium. Prilosec has been discontinued. She's using Pepcid and magnesium replacement. Prior CT scan shows changes on stomach and esophagus, concern for potential malignancy. We'll see what the EGD shows. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.